Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends, and happy Easter. Continue to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the life-transforming reality. You know, it's easy for us to forget that the resurrection of Jesus from the dead is God's gift for the whole world, not just for Catholics or Christians, those few people who want to believe. This is the one thing God has done, giving us his Son. It's for the salvation of the whole world. Every single person of every single race and nation and background, every human being, no matter where they're from, everyone is called to be in a relationship with Jesus Christ and to find in him the gift of salvation. Jesus literally is the only Savior of the world. And this week, you've been trying to follow in the footsteps of St. Paul and the words of Pope Benedict to, again, fill up the person of Christ. Because in this world, there's a deflating that's going on around who Jesus is. He's just been flattened in scholars and unbelievers and other kinds of people, essentially just reducing Jesus to a political figure, maybe a revolutionary, spiritual teacher, guru, or something like that, and one among many saviors in history and all that. That's total nonsense. It's a lie. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is the only Lord. Jesus Christ is God's unique, total, utter Son, complete Son of God. Yes, in an extended way, human beings are sons and daughters of God. I mean, they're children of God in the fact that God made them, but not really children of God in the way the Gospels talk about them until we're baptized into Jesus, until we're made a new creation, and we share in his unique relationship with God the Father. Friends, there's no one like Jesus. I mean, everything that is was made through him, was made by him. It wasn't made through Muhammad. It wasn't made through Buddha. It wasn't made through anybody else. It was made for him. You were made for Jesus. Jesus has come to save you. He's come to give you his relationship with the Father. He said, I've come to love you as the Father's loved me, so I love you. And the Father loves us the way he loves the Son. That's the most important thing you can know. That's what the resurrection's about. That's what the life of Jesus, incarnation, life, passion, death, resurrection, ascension into glory. That's what it's all about. Jesus comes to give us something. And what he gives us changes everything. Everything about you changes. Everything about me changes. He's the change agent. I mean, the Holy Spirit, who comes from the Father and the Son, who can come to us in this unique way because of the life, passion, death, resurrection of Jesus and his ascension into the glory of the Father. There's a beautiful song that's out that my daughter sent me from Revelation chapter 5. The title's in the form of a question, is he worthy? Or who is worthy? Is he worthy? There's a scene that John in the book of Revelation sees the end of human history. What's coming at the end of human history? And there's a great scroll in the hand of God the Father. And is there anyone, there's cries throughout the heavens, is there anyone who's worthy to open this scroll that has seven seals on it? And I think it parallels, I think, Daniel or Ezekiel. I don't have my notes right in front of me. But basically, the scroll is the history, the judgment, the final judgment of human history and the revelation of God's final plan and God's ultimate purpose. And who is it that has the authority to make the judgments, to open the scroll of God's final judgment on all things? It's a lamb who's also a lion. It's the lamb that was slain, Jesus. Friends, Jesus is the one. He is the one. I feel like I just want to say that for the rest of the show. He is the one. No one else is worthy to take up the scroll of the Father's plan and economy in his ultimate judgment on all things that he's given now over to the Son. and the son is Jesus of Nazareth, Mary's son, who was crucified on a cross and rose again from the dead and began in his own person the new creation. And he's the head, he's the king, he's the Lord, and all power and authority is in his hands over those who want him and those who don't. Nobody can oppose him. Nobody. I mean, people can try. No one can successfully oppose Jesus. Human beings can stubbornly resist him to the point of death, but they'll die in their sin and they'll be condemned forever. And guess what? He's the final judge. Satan and all his angels, I mean, all his fallen angels, his minions, his demons, together, they can't do a single thing to Christ. He's defeated them. They're powerless in the face of Jesus. And they have no hold on us if we are in the blood of Jesus Christ. And if we're walking and living in Jesus, we have authority over them as well. I mean, we read this week the confidence that Paul, St. Paul, had, and as he's talked to the community in Thessaloniki, the young Christian community there. And if you didn't have a chance, friends, to tune in the program this week, I forgot to just mention to you, you can listen to the programs anytime you want. They're archived on our website at renewalministries.net. You can download our app, the Renewal Ministries app, today. You can find that download opportunity at our website, or you can just go to the App Store if you need to. And what you find there is my radio shows, Sister Anne's radio shows, the programs, the choices we face. There's a lot of inspiring talks and informative articles. Our newsletters are there. A lot of free stuff to help you come into a deeper, fuller relationship with Christ, to be able to grasp who he is and to see yourself in him. Remember, you have an enemy who Jesus described as a liar, a murderer. He's an accuser. And his full-time commitment is to get you to believe lies about yourself, your identity, and ultimately lies about God. He wants to cripple you. And if you're living in that dark vortex of self-condemnation, rejection, despair, perpetual shame and guilt, no matter how many times you confess your sins, whatever it is that caused you to want to quit, to give up, to let go, to not believe, that's from the kingdom of darkness. You are made to walk in the light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's a promise from the one who is light itself. He's come to bring light into the world, and he wants to shed that light into your mind and in your heart. Maybe today you feel like, you know, for days or a long period of time you're walking in darkness. I'd like to just pray a prayer for you today, or pray with you today. And those of you friends who are listening, and you might be moved to pray along with me as well, we want to pray in this moment for the men and women who are listening to the program today who feel like they're trapped in darkness. They're enslaved to something, to some addiction, to some carrying huge wounds of various kinds, are broken, and are constantly listening to a tape in their mind, in their head, about their situation is hopeless, they're hopeless, they're alone, they're isolated, they're forgotten, they're defeated, leading to despair and discouragement. In Jesus' name, I pray for whatever man, woman, or child is crying out today from your heart to Jesus. King Jesus, I invite you to come. King Jesus, I ask you to stretch forth your hand that the light of your glory would shine through. The glorious wounds on the palm of your hand, Lord Jesus, the wounds on your scalp, your forehead from the crown of thorns, would just radiate and break the power of darkness and lies and the demonic stronghold on people's lives, their mind and heart. I ask you, Jesus, to break the power of addiction today, of drug addiction, of addiction to pornography, addiction to lying and cheating and stealing and violence and anger. Lord, break its power. Lord, I ask you to set the captives free. Friends, just open your hearts and welcome Jesus today. There's no circumstance so great that Christ is not greater still. And if you've been baptized into Jesus, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Maybe you've stumbled onto the program today and you haven't been baptized into Christ and you're curious and interested. I just ask you to open your heart today and ask Jesus to show himself to you. Say, Jesus, if you are the Lord, if you are the true God, show me. I really do want to know. Come, Holy Spirit. And friends, for each and every one of us today, let's just welcome the gift Jesus called the promised Holy Spirit. He died so that he could give to you the gift of the Holy Spirit. So those of you who are baptized, stir up that gift. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Talk to Jesus. Lord, we need your strength now. Fortify every priest who's listening to the program today or any bishop who's tuned in. Lord, anoint and strengthen them and fill them with apostolic courage and fire. Come, Holy Spirit. And I was just thinking, chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians, St. Paul went on to talk about, you know, the persecution and trial and the rest. And he described how God worked in him as he came to them with the gospel. He said, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the face of great opposition. Well, certainly opposition is rising to the public communication of the gospel. Friends, let's receive the power that Jesus promised to stand. And priests and bishops in particular, brothers, religious sisters and lay leaders and preachers, let's preach the gospel. Let's preach the good news about God in the face of whatever opposition is going to come your way. Verse 3 says, for our appeal does not spring from error or uncleanness, nor is it made with guile. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not to please men, but to please God who tests our hearts. This is a big deal in our time, I think. We're all trained in our culture to be men pleasers, to be addicted to people liking us and to popularity and comfort and securing that comfort and never putting it at risk. Make it your aim to please God and not please men. Lord, I ask you in your mercy to break the power of the addiction we have to the fear of men and the approval of men. It's so foolish and stupid. Lord, help us see and understand and help us live with the holy fear of your name and for love of you. Paul goes on to say, for we never used either words of flattery, as you know, or a cloak for greed, as God is our witness. Nor do we seek the glory of men, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ, but we were gentle among you, like a nurse taking care of her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us. Paul's filled with the love of Christ for them, and they know it. And he's reminding them of it so that they can be strengthened in trial. May it be so for each one of us as well. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.